You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, the Super Bowl is set. Who are you pulling for, Jeremy?
Well, you know me. I strictly go off of mascot and colors. So The Rams, because I think they have very stylish pants. Really bright and vibrant.
You don't like those stripes of the Bengals?
I don't. No. I'm going with the pants.
Is it also maybe because our parent company owns
absolutely
the Rams?
Absolutely, 100%, because I want everyone to be in a good mood here.
Right. Rams beat the 49ers. That was a close game. The Bengals went to overtime, so you can't get much closer than that. They came back from 18 points down to beat Patrick Mahomes in overtime in Kansas City. That's not easy to do. The Rams now become the second team in a row to host a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Now, the Buccaneers did it last year, became the first team to win a Super Bowl in their home field. The Rams are going to try to make it two in a row. Yeah, okay.
All right.
We pointed out this morning also that it was a big, big day for Slapshot Broadcasting the whole weekend because the Avs keep winning, the Nuggets keep winning, the Rams won, and the Colorado Mammoth won this weekend at Ball Arena.
Too happy so. People.
Going back to football for just a moment, you might have heard all the talk about Tom Brady retiring, and everyone's saying, that's right, it's semi-official, he's retiring, but you notice you haven't seen Tom Brady step up to a podium and make an announcement?
It's awfully quiet.
Nor have you heard his agent make an announcement? The reason is now out. Tom Brady's contract states that he gets his $15 million out of his $20 million signing bonus this Friday. If he retires before that day, he doesn't get the $15 million.
Aha, now we know.
So he just has to keep his lips zipped until Saturday. Once he's got the $15 million in the bank.
He can blab all he wants, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Then he can quit all day long.
Wow.
So I'll bet this weekend officially make an announcement.
Yeah.
But until then, he's got visions of 15 mil in his eyes.
That's nutty. Just to quit.
And really, who could blame him?
Who could blame him? Just to quit.
What else is trending?
The Queen. Hello! The Queen is trending. Queen Elizabeth is now in the ketchup business. She's got a little side hustle going on. 95-year-old Queen has just released her own brand of catsup and brown sauce. They say it is a tomato-based ketchup, ideal for breakfast or any time of the day. It's flavored with dates, apple juice, and spices. Now, the brown sauce, they say, is similar in taste and consistency to steak sauce, and it is packed with vinegar and spices. Anyway, each bottle is going to set you back about $9.
Oh, my
And
goodness.
Most of the ingredients are grown on one of her many estates, I guess, so it's like locally sourced.
Do they have a funky name for these products?
I don't have a name yet. I didn't see a name in this story. The Queen's brown sauce has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Brown sauce.
I was trying to think of something that went with royal or
royal sauced. Royally sauced.
Get royally sauced.
Get royally sauced.
So anyway. Like for ketchup, I don't know.
Yuck. Why does it have to be ketchup? The worst condiment on the planet. Blech. Peyton Manning's in trending today. If you have a few minutes this afternoon, hop onto the YouTube and check out Peyton Manning from this last weekend, Saturday Night Live. It was pretty darn funny. He hopped into the weekend update segment, and he was supposed to be talking about the upcoming championship games that were on Sunday. But they say he got clearly distracted by spending his time talking about Emily in Paris, the big TV show on Netflix. And he got all into talking about that show. And the funniest part is when they cut away from him and then they cut back and he was wearing a beret all of a sudden. It was really, really well done. And the comedic timing of this guy, Peyton, is spot on. So it's really funny. So check that out on YouTube. Weather is trending this morning, especially out east. This big blizzard that popped up on the East Coast. Some places got over 2 feet of snow on Saturday. Boston, 23 inches of snow. And then Atlantic City, for the most snow in the month of January, they've received over 33 inches. A lot of places like Philly and New York, they're seeing the snowiest January. And if you're seeing the pictures come out from there, just incredible. They're getting smacked right in the face with this big old snowstorm. A lot of power outages. Pretty darn crazy. It's really crazy, actually. New study out this morning finding that you might be able to predict whether the stock market will go up or down by tracking what people are listening to on Spotify. They tracked 200 of the most popular songs in some different countries. And then they compared them to what the financial markets were doing. And they found if we start listening to happier music, stocks tend to go up that week. Then they usually go down or at least rise more slowly, they said, the week after they get the results about the music.
That seems a little simplistic, doesn't it?
It sure does. And then on the other side, they said when the sad songs were popular, more money shifted into safer assets like bonds and whatnot. So
that just seems a little simplistic to me. If we listen to happy music,
you're going to make money. And sad music that week, get your money out. Go to cash quick.
All right.
That's pretty funny if you were to call your financial advisor and they're like, "Nah, yeah, let me take a look and see what the Spotify lists are doing this week." check this out. Queen was the most played rock band on the radio last year. Queen, what the huh?
Wow.
People still rocking out to Queen, man. Wonder if it has to do with the movie that came out a few years ago, kind of a resurgence of that band.
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yeah, I'm wondering.
I don't know, that's been a while.
It has been a while, but it kind of got me going again with Queen music. You forget how much good stuff's out there by them.
Is it more an indictment of the current state of rock music?
That you got to go back to the old stuff to get anything
right,
good?
Right, that you need the 70s and the 80s to
maybe
satisfy you?
They say the story's talking about how rock music is kind of being resurrected right now. Olivia Rodrigo's been rocking out, and then Machine Gun Kelly is on everyone's radar right now because of his love life and his music. I mean, and he's truly like a rocker that's popping right now. So I don't know. Is rock coming back versus pop music? Maybe. I don't know.
Everything's cyclical in music anyway.
I don't know. I'm still listening to my 90s alternative. That's all I know. New dating site for older women looking for younger men. It's called olderwomendating.com. They are saying that 60% of younger men are really, really attracted to mature, older women right now. There's a bunch of reasons on this site. You know, experience, how well you're doing in your career, social skills.
What does a woman have to do to qualify to being an older woman?
What is an older woman?
I mean,
I guess it depends on where you're at. I guess if you're in your early 20s, maybe 10 years older. 15 years older would be an older woman to you? I guess it depends on how old you are, essentially.
Exactly. It's all relative, right?
You'd be
but
going
please
out
don't
with,
date your relatives.
You would be going out with somebody that's like 130, man. I got you good. I got you real good. And one final thing for Fat America, the makers of Hormel Chili just unveiled a keg of chili cheese dip. Now, you got to sign up to win it at HormelChiliCheesecake.com. We're getting lots of hits today, I bet. Check it out. The keg holds 15 gallons of chili cheese dip. It's about 1,000 servings of the dip. And it says if you ate it all in one sitting, it would be 10,000% of the calories you're supposed to have in a single day. I know some of you would want to try it. I know you would. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Today is National Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. So what I did is I just posted a YouTube video of one of those ASMR videos that people like of somebody just popping bubble wrap. It's soothing and satisfying. Check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.